Hello everyone, my name is Deborah from Goody Goody's Organic Bakery and Lifestyle Facilitation. I'm here with you for Bare Naked Health Podcast. Nick asked me to do a segment on my non-negotiable health practices. So what's the number one thing that I think everyone can do to help their health right now? And that is to reduce their stress level. So for me, I'm always going to talk about food. So how is food and stress related? All right. Well, when you're stressed out, you're definitely increasing your cortisol levels. You're also taking the energy from your body and you're having it go from maintenance cycles into fight or flight response. When this happens, the amount of energy that your body has to put towards digestion is greatly decreased. And you want this. This is a survival mechanism. For example, if you were eating lunch at a campsite and all of a sudden a bear happened upon your campsite, you would definitely want the ability to run away quickly rather than for your body to continue digesting and for you to get, you know, some wicked cramps in the first 10 meters of running away from the bear. You definitely want the advantage to run away from the bear and digest your sandwich later. So we are very thankful for this response. It's gotten us as far as we've come in terms of world domination here. However, it's not really great for our digestion. And we're coming to a place where a lot of people were having a lot of stagnation in terms of jobs, but also in terms of a culture where you're thinking about work after work, you're thinking about money after work, you're thinking about family, you're thinking about your relationships, all of these things can come down to stress, and there's not a whole lot of emphasis going on eating and focusing on eating when you're eating. We're eating on the go, we're eating in the car, we're eating in a meeting, we're putting something in our mouth at our desk when we're typing up a report. You know, this is not, there's no sacred space there anymore. It's really about time management. So how can reducing your stress levels really change what's going on with your food and your body? So if we take a little bit of time out just to eat in a relaxed manner, obviously quality food is preferred, but even regardless, even with your everyday food choices, if you eat it in a different way, you will be able to get more nutrition from it. The more nutrition you can get from your food, that's more tools for your body to use for regrowth, rebuilding, regeneration, fighting off disease, all of these things. So what do we want to do here? So we want to just get in touch with our bodies through our felt sense and figure out what's going on. So what is our felt sense? It's the difference between a psychological experience and a physical experience. For example, maybe you just had an argument with somebody, it was super intense, you were just proving your point, and you know what? They got it. They finally saw it from your side. It's all over. Excellent. Moving forward. Now, 30 seconds after that, your mind knows it's over. You feel the sense of relief, but what's going on in your body? Probably your heart might be a little bit elevated. Your heart rate might be a little bit elevated. You might be a little bit breathless. You might feel a little bit of adrenaline. So the felt sense is just an acknowledgement of the difference between your mental state and your physical state. So what's up with that? Why do we have to consider that? Well, we should consider that because when you're dealing with stress, even though mentally you might not be thinking stressful thoughts or in a stressful situation, you can still have your day, your week, your month, your year, you can still have stress signals going from your brain to your body. And your body might still be experiencing that stressful situation even though mentally you've come over it. So what does that mean for digestion? Well, digestion is something that physically occurs in your body. It's a mechanical situation. Not necessarily, you can't really think to digest. You know, you cannot mentally process a ham sandwich. You've got to do that physically. So what do we need from our body in the situation? Well, because there can be a difference between the physical and mental perception of a situation, we want to make sure that we're checking those two boxes off individually. So your mental situation, you can check in there, see, you know, how am I feeling right now? Am I really stressed right now? Is there anything that I can do about the things that are stressing me? Is there a logical set of events that I can follow to reduce the stress? If so, you can take care of those events, you can take care of those steps. If not, you know, make peace with the situation and realize that you're going to have to deal with it later and just check that stress there. How can we check in with our body for our felt sense? Well, a great way to check in with your felt sense is to do a little meditation. Why meditation? Because it brings us back to our body. It kind of neutralizes thoughts, it quiets them down for a little while, and it's going to let us check in with our physical body. So how are we going to do this? So I'm just going to run through a quick exercise with you, and you can see how you can just do a quick comparison of your felt sense and your mental sense. So just take one moment here, give you a couple of seconds, and just check in with yourself mentally. How are you feeling? Are you a little bit stressed? Are you happy? Has it been a great day? Maybe you're relaxed. Just check in for a moment and see how you're feeling. All right, cool. So you have a little bit of a handle on what's happening there. So let's follow up with a quick check-in on our bodies. So how are we going to do that? First time, I'm going to do it with you step by step, and you can remember what happened, and then you can do this in the future before your meals just to give you a quick glimpse of what's happening there. Okay, so first off, we're going to start by closing our eyes. This just helps to bring us back to our bodies, helps to ground us a little bit, and make sure we're focusing on our physical sensations, not so much our mental sensations. You're going to take a deep breath in, and as you let it out, bring your awareness to the top of your head and just relax your scalp. Relax your forehead, your eyebrows, your eyes, the back of your eyes. Relax your cheeks and relax your jawline, and exhale that breath and let all that tension just leave your body through your breath. Take another big inhale, and we're going to work from the neck down. Just touch base with your neck. See if you're holding any tension there. Just let it go. Your shoulders, your shoulder blades, your collarbone, your chest, your upper back, your arms. And just take any tension that was there and just breathe it out with that breath. And take a deep breath in and relax your back, your abdomen, relax your hips, your legs. Any tension that was there, collect it all and just exhale it out with your breath. Take another big inhale. Check in with your knees, relax your calves, relax your ankles, relax your feet, your toes, and just exhale any tension that was there. Just take a moment to feel the weight of your body if you're lying down against the surface that's supporting you, or if you're sitting in a chair. Feel your weight on that chair and feel that chair supporting you. Take another deep breath in and out and just feel the relaxation in your body. So maybe some of those places you found more tension in your body, other places might have already been relaxed. For all of those places that you felt tension, even if you took a moment to mentally relax yourself before we started the exercise, or you're having a great day, you're relaxed, your brain was actually still sending small messages to those portions of the body telling them, hey, it's really important that you stay tense for whatever reason. So those are just old signals. Those even can be something that is not relevant for today, not relevant for your current situation, but it might have been a while since the last time that you checked in and really relaxed your body. So how are you feeling now? When you think about how you feel now as opposed to how you felt before the exercise, perhaps a more overall sense of relaxness. Maybe your thoughts are moving a little bit slower. Maybe you're feeling a little bit more overall relaxed. This is more the condition that you should be eating in with a clear mind. How does this feel? Well, if we think about it, if you picture a cow or a deer chomping on some grass, What are they doing? They're grazing. And what is grazing? Grazing is the continual observation of your environment with the continual conclusion that there is no threat present. So not only is grazing the idea of eating over a period of time, chewing your food well, but it's also the continual assertion that nothing is wrong, that you are in a state of relaxation, that you are here to assimilate molecules through digestion. So I really encourage you to try out this exercise and see what happens when you eat, when you're in a state of relaxation. It will allow your body to assimilate those molecules into your system without stress. It also helps you recognize those molecules faster. When you're eating during a situation of stress, your body cannot distinguish between an outside element of stress, a person or a situation that is causing you this experience or your food. And because the food is something that is going directly into your mouth, directly into your body, it's something that your body can deal with immediately. It can reject it immediately. It can say, hey, you know what? This is not a situation that I'm 100% comfortable with. I'm not sure of everything that's going on here. I do have an elevated, excited state. So you know what? We're just going to put a pause on this until I can figure it all out. And that's not what you want to do when you're eating. You pretty much are eating because you're hungry or because you need that energy. You want that energy to be available to you pretty much immediately. The way that you can do that is by grazing. So you want to continually tell your body, you know what? I'm in a state of relaxation. I am choosing to eat right now. There are zero threats around. This is a great time for me to be assimilating molecules and getting energy for projects later. This is something that you really want to put forth to your body, create that situation for your body. Regardless of the food that you're eating, it's going to help you digest better. Of course, if you want more bang for your buck, I would heavily suggest that you start eating quality food. That will give you even that much more in terms of a jump start there. But from me to you, just a small idea to reflect on what's going on with your mental state and also your felt sense before you chow down on your next snack at your desk or in a car while you're experiencing some road rage. Maybe just take that extra 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It truly doesn't take a long time to be mindful while you have that snack. Touch base with your felt sense and enjoy superior absorption of your food. So this is Deborah from Goody Goodies Organic for Bare Naked Health Podcast. I hope you guys had as much fun as I did, and I truly wish you the best digestion possible and all the energy to achieve your dreams and goals. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon. Best wishes. Take care.